Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey, chickens. This is going to be my last tilt at talking about Revolution of the Daleks, the New Year's Day special. Hey chickens, Fabulous Adam Richard here. Let's talk about some things that have happened this week in the Doctor Who-ness. So there is a story printed in the Mirror, the Daily Mirror, which, you know, everyone's like, oh, it's a rumour. Although nearly every rumour they've ever printed in the Mirror has turned out to be true. The rumour is that, and the BBC have neither confirmed nor denied it, that Jodie Whittaker will be ending her tenure as the Doctor at the end of this next season 13, which means, you know, who knows what's next. Personally, I would love it if, how's this for a controversial storyline, the Doctor finally dies. Like, that's it. Gone. And the TV show continues with Jo Martin as the past Doctor, and we get to see the Division Doctors before they eventually, one day, someone wants to regenerate them into William Hartnell, and then someone else wants to revive the Jodie Whittaker one and have some light come through a crack in the wall. Who knows what? Anyway, like, you can do all sorts of things. It's a science fiction show. Just make stuff up and claim it. Anyway, that's what I would be tempted to do. Like, you know, when that episode where, was it Dark of the Moon? Was it the, or The Impossible Astronaut? Whichever one it was, where, you know, Stephen Moffat audaciously killed the Doctor and made us wait 13 episodes to find out whether it actually happened or not. And it was just one of those things. It's like, yeah, it's science fiction. It's going to be a man suit with tiny people driving it inside. It was like, it's hard to explain. Just like trying to explain why no one remembers Daleks because the whole universe got sucked into Amy's book, or whatever that was. that weirdness. Anyway, that given that no one has made any kind of statement, makes me think maybe Chibnall wants to have an on-screen regeneration without anyone knowing about it. I mean, that has never happened before. Like, the casting change has been announced well in advance. You know. And I remember there was a rumor going around that, you know, the episode The Next Doctor, where old mate David Morrissey was playing someone who thought they were the Doctor, there was a rumor going around that David Tennant was actually going to regenerate in that episode, and that was going to be who the next Doctor was, and it was going to be a big surprise. You know, there's been a few regeneration fake-outs. There was that one where Peter Capaldi pretended to regenerate, which I was furious about. Anyway, like, you can do anything. It's a science fiction show. But yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, but I will be very sad if this is the last we see of Jodie Whittaker, because I think she's a great actor and she's, you know, just obviously been having the best fun in this role. And, you know, I'm sure she'll turn up at the Big Finishes at some point in the far, far future. So one of the other things, I know everyone was like, oh, Graham didn't get to do anything in this episode. And then he was gone at the end. You know what I love? I love just watching what Bradley Walsh is doing in the background of scenes. Like, just the moment where they land in the Dalek spaceship and all he's doing is concentrating on the fact that he's holding a bunch of bombs. Like, obviously this is meant to be John Barrowman's scene. He's, you know, it's Captain Jack leading the way. He's going to plant the bombs and everything. All I could concentrate on was Graham looking panicked at the fact that he's holding bombs, like terrified. And then when Jack pats him on the back and he's like, it's freaking out about dropping the bombs. Just like little moments like that, like, you know, and just the cheese sandwich. The fact that he was constantly hungry. Like, I'm going to miss all of that stuff. But I feel like that's what the John Bishop casting is about. Like, I know that a few of you have said, you know, how frustrating we were going to have two women on board the TARDIS and now they bring in this old white man. And it's like, yeah. It's been an old white man show since the 60s. Like, one of the things about casting Bradley Walsh, who is a huge star in the UK, like a big, big name, I think part of that was so people would go, and, you know, several people did do it in the show where they thought he was the doctor. And I think it was for the public to go, yeah, even though the doctor is a woman now, it's still a show about an old white man that travels in space and time. And I feel like that's just what they're doing with the John Bishop casting. It's like Dan, our new companion, is just going to be the same old white man who has, you know, a comedy or cabaret background that has always been cast as the Doctor. So, yeah, it just feels like this is the show it always was. We've just moved the main character over here. Kind of be someone else. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting. Like, you know, the Liverpool accent is going to be hard for our friends overseas to really understand. Like, it's hard enough with all these northern accents, but like a Liverpudlian? Oh my God. Like a full Scouser? It's going to be, it's going to be confronting for everyone. But yeah, I enjoyed this episode. I thought, you know, I do agree that there are some difficult things in it where you're just like, well, why did that happen? And that doesn't make any sense. But you know what? These are things like, this is something you only notice when on your third or fourth watching of it or when you really dig into it. On the surface, I just kind of liked it. I loved seeing so many Daleks and I loved seeing, I know this is going to sound weird, I love seeing wholesale carnage. Like, so many people got killed. Because we always hear that the Daleks kill everyone, but often it's off screen or it's just like, oh yeah, they killed 3,000 people in that place or everyone was a slave and they had to dig up the mines for them. Like, but you never really see the Daleks just going out and killing everybody. And in this one, they did. And also, I feel like the weird subtext to this, even though it was written beforehand, the fact that, you know, the Daleks were designed as security, as someone to back up the police or the other security forces being used at airports and national monuments and all that kind of thing. So the implication was that these are designed for people's safety. But as we've seen with many people in those security services, that depending who you hire, they can sometimes be problematic people and they can do terrible, terrible things in the name of their profession, being it protecting and serving or whatever they're meant to be doing. And it felt like this was a very, very, like, it's accidentally pointed kind of story about be careful who you hire for the job that you're wanting people to do. Like, you know, you want someone to be wandering up and down your train station with a gun. You know, be careful of the people you hire, because should they really be having guns in public at a train station? And given that, you know, the kinds of people that are getting public transport, you know, maybe aren't crazy about authority and authority figures. So, yeah, I don't know. It's, I'm not, by the way, that's not meant to be a blanket statement about everyone who catches public transport. I catch public transport. But yeah, it's just a, it's, I thought it was a really interesting subtext going on with, you know, we've hired these machines to look after security, the same as they've hired, you know, these people to be police, and then you find out that some of them are terrible white supremacists, or they've got horrible, horrible attitudes towards people who are different than them. So yeah, it's, I kind of liked that that was sort of a subtext. It wasn't, I don't think it was really, you know, if the episode had been written and shot post the Black Lives Matter riots and everything that had gone on, I think maybe it might have been more pointed. And there would have been perhaps a bit more of a line of dialogue, or maybe some kind of attitude towards it. But yeah, I found it really just a fascinating kind of idea, like the subtext behind it. I thought that was really, really interesting. But yeah, it's, you know, it's got its flaws, but it's big and bombastic, and there were lots of explosions of Daleks, and I kind of loved it for that. All right, next bunch of episodes will be about The Terror of the Autons, which was the episode that screened the week that I was born, oh my God, which was 50 years ago. This weekend. So that will be our last bunch of episodes for the foreseeable future. I'm going on an extended break, but you know, we'll have more theories. So if you want to watch Terror of the Autons in the next few days, you can get it on BritBox. Also, if you want to catch up with old episodes, the season 12 Jodie Whittaker series is also on the BritBox if you've got that service. I think it's like $9 or something, I'm not sure. All right, chickens, see you in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.